Do anybody remember? What was
yes.
the tagline?
Are we even bothering this time?
Are we recording this right now? Yeah. No, it's still on the interweb.
Hey guys, it's the Bill. What? That's my own YouTube starting. That's,
hey guys, Ben here with Myers Woodshop.
Yeah. Hi guys, we don't know what we're doing. Welcome to a podcast for creators who are don't know what they're doing.
We have no brand identity.
Okay, let me start over.
All right, try it again.
Welcome to the Build Guild Podcast, a podcast,
an
unprofessionally professional podcast for makers. And you have missed us so much because we've been gone for like 2 months, I think.
It's been a while.
It's at least 2 months, I think, since our last episode.
Yeah.
And lots has changed, at least for one of us.
Lots.
So,
yeah.
First thing, we need to do a little house cleaning. Work catch up.
I don't want to do that.
Well, it's easy because all we're doing is saying congrats to rdubs86 on Instagram,
okay,
who won our last episode 19 giveaway for the micro jig.
All right.
Prize pack.
Okay.
So congrats to you, rdubs. Let me click on him.
Thanks for playing, rdubs.
Doesn't say his name, but he does have a Batman.
Okay, I'll give it to him. Congratulations,
Seems
Batman.
Sensible enough.
Yes. So congratulations, and thanks for everyone who played or entered into the giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go.
All right.
Cool.
So let's catch up. I think Brian and I are going to catch up on a little bit of what we've done since we've, like a little bit of projects of what we've done since we last had our recording.
Okay.
And then we'll catch up with Cody because he has kind of a life change.
Yeah.
It's a bigger life change. And I think we're going to focus on this episode after Brian and I kind of catch up on what we did, focus on a little bit of what, how changing of life is okay. Direction.
Yeah. Midlife crisis.
So sure. We'll call a third life crisis. Oops, sorry.
How old are you?
I'm hitting midlife. I mean, the middle of your life can be anywhere. We don't
really
know.
Okay, that's a good point. We never know for sure.
We're gonna assume
what is
it's
the middle of life.
We're gonna assume it's third life. How about
so
that?
So zen right now.
My gosh.
So Brian, since we last had Brian's
microphone has attacked my headphones.
We forgot how to do this.
Yeah, I'm.
If
clueless.
You
want to
see that happening,
I'm having
can,
to learn.
You can watch
all
us
this.
On YouTube as well.
Please
we do have a YouTube channel where we record Jeez. Every episode. So, not that it's wonderful watching our faces, but you can do that if that's your thing.
Yeah.
But Brian, what have you created in the last 2 months?
Okay.
I have to go back in my feed and remember
yeah,
what
seriously
I have done.
Well, let me start backward from where I am now. I guess I've been laser cutting Batman logos and symbols.
The overlay, did you catch that overlay of Batman? The cityscape.
Yes.
Is the most recent. It's beautiful.
That's right.
Wonderful.
I posted that on my Instagram, and it was the top performing post ever that I've ever posted on Instagram in like 3 years. So
yeah.
A lot of appeal there. I really enjoyed riding that wave.
You came up with that from scratch too, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I took there's a Batman Begins logo. Not logo, just the bat symbol. And I mean, I wrestled with it. I was just tinkering with it at first, and I couldn't really make it work, but I put a cityscape. It's, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain. But basically, it's three layers of laser-cut hardboard that put, you know, like a bas-relief with the cityscape of Gotham and Batman in the middle, contained inside that logo. And so it's painted right now. It's glued up and got that nice bronze on it.
Oh, yes. It's over there, Cody.
Yeah.
I know. I saw it.
Oh, you saw it?
I'm going to dirty it up, put some weathering on it like I did the last one. This is the second one I've made. The other example was, I think, from the Arkham Asylum games. So I'm having a lot of fun with the Batman symbols and kind of customizing them and showing off the designs that I've done. And the Mandalorian build is on hold. I made a pretty massive effort at the end of September, beginning of October, to try to get that ready for Halloween.
And you're talking about the helmet?
I was trying to get the whole suit ready to wear for Halloween. And then I had, like, life just slammed several things in front of me at once, and I have not, like, it came to a standstill right now.
So, where is the state of at least the helmet on that one?
Helmet's 93.8% done.
Very exact.
I need
Excellent.
To put the visor in it and the padding to make it wearable. And then
to be fair, you did a lot more than just like the chrome. Like you had the
Did it cheapy, just up the Mando chrome
and,
it out.
And I mean that one is fine, and it's, you know,
it exists.
If it's one color and one texture, then it's gonna take less time. To be fair to Ben, and for mine, I'm like
an artist.
I've got eight different colors on it. I sanded it, eight times with five different sandpaper grits, and I haven't weathered it still. I still got to do that. So. I'm sorry, 89.6%.
But this is not finished. Your first helmet or suit you've ever made either.
No, I have done this before.
Right. Mine, that was the first one I ever made. I was like, see if I can make it work.
Torture and punishment. So aside from that, I'm also making t-shirts. I opened a Teespring shop. I'm having a lot of fun doing that, drawing my toad sprites.
And people can get those at teespring.com.
I have no idea. Like, I went to Google and I tried to Google it. I don't even care. I told you before, like, if I was doing what you're doing now, sorry, spoiler alert, I would not do well I don't care if people buy things. Buy it or don't.
He doesn't have...
No, I can't. Like, I'm trying to post it on my Instagram right now.
We will find the link and put it in the show notes.
Fiery Squirrel Art, and I'm trying to put it right now in the post. On my Instagram, I just spit all over the place. Get so excited.
We're just slobbery. So good.
And I just copied and pasted. It's like, it's, you know, both Teespring and Redbubble, which is the other print shop that I use online. They're terrible to
Teespring's
find.
Teespring's pretty good. No, Redbubble is terrible.
I think at this point I agree with you, like, having an objective comparison between the two. Like, I've ordered the products, I've tested them. It looks like Teespring has a superior
product. The t-shirt is,
as far as the shirts
so
go.
Nice, so
but,
soft.
But still, both of these sites do users no service at all when we are trying to find a specific shop, even if I have one and I am trying to find the one I created. It is a terrible search mechanic. There is no search mechanic. Yeah. So I use Google. I straight went to google.com and I found my Teespring store faster than going to Teespring and trying to search for it there. So Teespring, you suck with your searching and your stupid, not helpful searching.
I'll go to Google and in 1 minute I'll find that link and
you
put
shut
it in the
up.
Description.
No. Okay, don't worry about it. It's because you're the wizard of the internet. So.
You're a wizard. Yes. You wizard.
Hey, wizard. Okay, and that's what I've done. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I've done.
I've taken your Mandalorian helmet and my last Mandalorian helmet, and I tried to up the ante with the Iron Man helmet.
Oh, definitely.
It is
a thing of
100% done as far as colored, painting, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But there are electronic... Halloween didn't happen with it, unfortunate. Next year I'll have to wear it. But
we're all a year behind on this.
So I'm
gonna get it done for Halloween.
I'm sticking electronics in it. I'm gonna make it actuate, open the face.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna make the eyes light up. Oh, I bought these. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see I bought these eye thingies. To what they sent me red, and they were supposed to be blue, but you can actually see out of one side. Mm. I was just gonna put LEDs around the eyes.
One-way
but then,
LED lenses for the helmet. They're so cool.
And they kind of flex a little bit, so it would fit in the helmet. So. I'm waiting. There's a guy at college that goes to our church home group that is an engineer going to school. His name is Will.
Okay.
And he is basically writing all the code for the helmet. I was going to try to do something. Yeah. And then we found out, you can write code. Hey, Bo. Hey, bud. what do you think about this? And he's like, he's
buddy.
Into it. He's super into nerdy stuff too. So cool. It's awesome. So my feeling is I'm going to trade him a printer for his help.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, because you only have...
I have a few around
counting around the room, 20? There are no joke about 10 3D printers in this room right now.
Yeah.
There's one down here in the box. Yeah, I didn't unbox it. Yeah. So, well, there's eight right now.
There's eight? Okay.
Yeah. But so
sorry,
yeah.
Slight exaggeration.
I'm trading him a printer for some help in that. So we're waiting on him to... the code is all finalized-ish. I'd say 95%. Mm-hmm. So we just have to install it on the helmet. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be pretty cool. I'm going to have it open up, the eyes light up, and then play some Iron Man music. when it opens up. So I bought some speakers in the helmet. And then something cool has happened to me. And you never know where business or where your connection comes from. Mm-hmm. But maybe last month I got an email through my Etsy. And it was just, hey, just some random guy. I didn't know who it was. Just, hey, he sent me a picture of, I didn't know what it was. He just said, can you make this? That's how all great things start. Can you make this? And you know what even what it is. And I'm like, okay, what size is that? What am I making now? Blah, blah, blah. Too long didn't read of it. Is basically, he works for DreamWorks Animation, who makes all like the big animated movies.
DreamWorks SKG.
Yes. And he's an animator. I think it might be the head animator. But so the animators draw on like a regular piece of paper of like, hey, this is our upcoming storyboard movie. And they have these little, it's almost like a bookmark. And they have these two squares cut out, this specific one, what he wanted me to make. One was for like a 16:9 widescreen TV. And one was for, I think the ratio was 23:1, something for like an actual movie theater screen.
Yeah.
And you just put that down over your picture and you can see what's in the frame. And it had the DreamWorks logo. I don't know where he found me, how he found me, why he found me.
Insane.
And I was like, I didn't know what I was quoting either when he's like, can you make this? I just noticed the logo and thought, what is it? But I was little.
Oh, yes, I can.
That's really cool.
What have I done?
And this is really fortunate. I don't know. So you've seen me, the build for the CNC Onefinity enclosure. I royally screwed it up and had to redo it. So I had a ton of extra clear acrylic. That is not cheap. It was about a $400 mistake.
Yikes.
$300, I could save a little bit. So it was maybe $250, $300 mistake of acrylic. That I was like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to use with this. It's just going to sit in the material. And he ended up choosing, I gave him some wood choices and the acrylic choices. He ended up choosing the acrylic. So I got to use the acrylic that I screwed up on as the product for what he, and so I ended up making some money, thankfully. And now I can say I worked for DreamWorks. I don't know what
Myers
that'll do.
Myers Woodshop can now legitimately list DreamWorks as a client.
They're
going
to put me at the end of a movie in the scrolling title.
No, they're not.
No, but that would be amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
I was actually buying this.
Don't even.
Thanks for the storyboard thing.
Yeah.
And somebody sells them a pen and they put
dedicated to Ben.
No.
It's the new up.
But so I'm just goes to show, I think, and I've seen this over and over with everything I've done and all the connections that I've had is that you never know who you're talking to. So if you're at a like the conference we went to, I can think of one thing, like there was a little guy nobody knew, he'd had a tiny Instagram following, and then it turned out he had over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Like you do not know who you're talking to. Treat everyone with respect. Treat everybody as equal or better than you, and word will get around and good things come back to you. It's just the way it is, the way I've seen it. So
there you go.
I sent it out. I never heard back if they were like, yeah, these are great. Thanks. Or I should be like,
No news is good news.
Just like, this is garbage.
Yeah. I hope it's
next guy on
Etsy. No news is good news.
Send him a message.
Yeah.
But so yeah, that I did that. Oh, that was amazing. Cool.
I'd have traded. Did you get stock or are you just,
no,
I would have been like, yes,
they paid him in stock.
500 shares.
It split last week.
And then, yeah, I guess the other big thing is the enclosure for the Onefinity. I'm working on a video for that. Videos just take so long, and it's just, I've experienced a little bit of burnout these last 2 months. Just I've been posting posting, and it's always on the back of your mind, like, I need to make something just for the sake of content.
I mean, I hate editing, and like, and I told you earlier, my Instagram, my YouTube has been like slowly just bumping up one person at a time every few days. And I know I should take advantage of this. I've got a ton of video just sitting on my hard drive. I hate firing up that film editor and making videos. I just hate it.
Which reminds me of how my life has changed too. I totally forgot about this.
What's that?
I have a video editor now.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Is this not crazy?
Yes, he did. Delegation.
I mean, I wouldn't say I have a video editor now. My last video I just put up about the miter saw deal was not edited by me. It was edited by somebody else in town. And I'll put a link to his website in the description. He works at Ace. Hardware, which I go in all the time and they see, and I just kind of word of mouth. This is the word of mouth. He was looking to start a business on editing. Mm-hmm. I was hoping to never edit again because I hate it with passion. And it's one of those
changed
hard things.
Everything when we realize there are people out there who actually want to do this and enjoy it.
But that happens with everything.
I
somebody
know. No,
is
you're
good.
Absolutely
like
right.
You love to do painting and stuff.
Yes.
I despise it.
I know.
Despise it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just it's I'm in one of those places where like I'm not very good at editing.
Right.
I'm glad
no,
that
no, you are. You're good at it.
Not,
I think
well,
your YouTube speaks for itself.
But
it's
I think,
just that you are done.
I don't know.
You're
maybe the content.
It,
I don't know.
It.
I think like I look at somebody else's editing, I'm thinking, holy cow, I could never edit like
okay,
that.
Okay, that's
Andrew.
Fair.
You look at me. I mean, we all.
Wobie.
I mean, it's the circle of things. Yes.
Not Wobie, no,
I love
it's AG.
Or
AG does it.
AG does it. Andrew is amazing.
Equal mix of inspiration and why am I even bothering?
Exactly. Exactly. True.
AG's the reason I quit.
You find somebody who's amazing, you realize you can't do it. You're
like, I can't do this. I quit.
I know.
It's all yours, Andrew.
Something for me, though, giving somebody else my video to edit and put it out is like, that is me. My edit is how I would edit. Your edit is how you would edit.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's your content or not. This is how you would edit.
That's giving up control and identity in
which
a way.
Is very, very hard for me to
absolutely.
Do across the board in
yeah.
life. Like,
yeah.
I don't even like somebody else driving the car.
No,
I'm in control when I drive the car.
You're a complete neat
you know?
Freak and you're obsessive.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this was...
That's why we
when
love
I,
you.
He, we talked about it probably 2-3 months ago, and I just kind of put it off because... I was worried, I guess. Like, but then I also wasn't putting on it. I have like 20 half edited videos or 20 shot videos that I just don't edit because at the end of the workday, I come home, the kids are home. I got an hour to relax. I feel guilty if I'm not doing something out in the shop, but I really am burnt out where I've gone back in the house and just like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy me time to do
yeah.
what I want,
yeah.
which means I'm not putting out as many videos. It was a weird, it's a weird thing, but I finally was just like, okay, look, here's a video I don't really care about. It's very simple. I shot it in succession. There's not a lot of crazy edits going on, and I don't know that you can get it wrong necessarily.
Yeah.
So I just said, here, do whatever you want to do. And
practice.
Fantastic kid.
Yeah.
He calls me sir, which is weird because I don't feel I'm old enough for sir.
Well, you are
It's
old,
great. But... I mean, yeah, I am old. Not as old as Brian, but yes.
That's true.
Shut up.
But so...
I'm surprised you heard that.
Oh, my God.
Turn the hearing aid up. So, yeah, I gave it up to him. He came back to me. I watched the first edit. There was, like, one little thing I would change, which I could get where you wouldn't see it because you wouldn't... You don't know what... He also is not a woodworker, so he doesn't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's like, here's some
That's
weird...
So, yeah.
It's weird.
And not only that, like, when you shoot stuff like that, you have an over...
Yeah.
All picture of what you want the end result to look like. And so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
It's weird. But it came out, I think it came out really good. I don't know. You may not have watched it.
I haven't watched
it. It's kind of a boring video if you're not interested in that specific tool, like, which is kind of why I did it. It is a tool I purchased. The Inkra, if you're listening to this and you're interested.
Oh, the miter.
Inkra miter sled.
That's the one I have.
Yeah, you have it. Yeah. Well, I bought it. I left it unboxed. For like a month because I was like, I gotta make a video of this.
Mm-hmm.
Just I'm trying to make videos of anything that comes in the shop because people are interested.
FYI, it's amazing to have, super accurate, but if you have a saw stop,
yes,
don't use bypass it because or make sure your clearance mine, like I was using it and the brake and the brake like system went on it, which is what it's for,
right
it's a safety mechanism, but you're also using a miter sled, so your hands are nowhere near this anyways, so that's something else to keep
hopefully
hopefully. And so anyways, I was pushing it and I was using the Inkra miter saw, and like I was doing a video, so in the video you could see my hands were nowhere near the blade, and I was like, what happened, there was no nicks on the metal or anything. And so anyways, you send the brake back and saw stop will let you know, like, okay, what happened or whatever. They said it was like just I guess the metal like barely touched the blade and it was enough to send the charge and enough to send the brake. And
Well, the good thing is you know that saw works.
Yeah.
Right now I don't know if mine works. I just believe it will, but
Just put your thumb in it.
Mine does not. I have a Delta.
He could just go ahead and chop everything.
Chop my fingers right
that's
off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So his edit was great. I gave it back to him. He fixed it the way the little edit piece and was great. And then he's like, all right, I'm going to let me do a few more. He did ask me how much should he charge. I mean,
that is a great question.
So here's my thought on this. I think we've kind of gone over this before, but it's something that you learn with time is how much is your time worth? Mm-hmm. This was my answer back to him. And of course, he was checking me out at the store. And he said, well, I don't know. I'm thinking $5. Checking
the register.
Checking me out at the register.
He was at the register.
He said, well, I don't know. I think maybe $5 a video. And I'm looking at him like,
yeah.
Did you poke her face?
So I'm 50-50 here, right?
Okay.
I mean, I'm a terrible person, I'm like, yep, $5 a video. Here you go.
Absolutely. You're on.
Of course, he did this one for free.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
To see if he earns that next $5.
But the other half of the better half of me and the better half of me talking to everybody out there is if you're in this boat is value your time at what you're actually valued at. How much, like the simple answer for me right there on the spot was, okay, you're working right now. How much do you get here? And he told me an answer. And I said, well, that's at least how much your time is worth.
Okay.
Because that's what you're working at, right?
You let your good side win out in this situation.
I kind of laughed. I said, well, I want to tell you, I want to tell you $5 is the end. But that's not the right. That's not right. Yeah. Again, this goes back to what I said earlier, where karma comes around and treat people right. They'll treat you right.
I'm kidding. You done good. Good for you.
But so, yeah, that's still my answer. Like right now, for me, if you ask me to do any lasering or CNCing, my answer is $60 an hour.
There you
is
go.
That expensive? Yes.
Yes.
But my time is worth $60 an hour.
Yeah.
And if I don't make it, I'm happy. If I'm making $10 an hour,
that, I'll
it's
go
not
off and make my own
time.
Batman stuff.
Right.
Thank you.
And I get that you're trying to build a business and get stuff out there, but as soon as you undervalue yourself in the beginning, it's hard to make up that difference. Or you're just working to work. Working to just work.
Yep.
Not working for building anything up.
Nope.
Anyways, that's my little deal. That's what I told him. So he's going to do a few more videos. I think I'm going to continue on with the 3D printer ones because they're pretty much all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different printers. And he'll do a few more for me, and then we'll start in the... He works for me. Or I'm one of his clients.
Or, yeah, subcontract negotiations thing.
Because I think the big videos I'll still do.
Mm-hmm.
Like the CNC enclosure, that's one I really do care about. I mean I care about them all, but that's one that that's my big showpiece. So I'll do that on a video, but
definitely.
So I do enjoy this time that we haven't recorded. I haven't put out much video because like the whole Iron Man helmet was pure joy. I showed it on Instagram and some stories.
Yeah.
I did not film it. I didn't like filming is just a pain in the butt.
Right.
Just did it for fun.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've really enjoyed that. I haven't done that in a while.
That's how you should do it, man.
Good.
So, every once in a while, take a step back.
Yeah.
If you're a business and do something to remind you why you started that business and enjoyed it. And
you
got to
do a project for you and be creative. That, my problem is I go totally the other way with it.
100% creative.
100, everything I do is for fun and creative.
Yeah.
Not
although
everything, but
he did
everything.
Sell the other Batman sign on Etsy.
Oh, yes.
It was an accident.
It was totally
somebody
a
accidentally
shot in the dark.
The
yeah. Accidentally sent me the
He's
money.
Like, no refunds.
Sent me their address. I was like, this store does not accept refunds or exchanges.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what you do, man.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's it, man. That's it for me. That's it for Brian.
Well,
Cody.
So
this is it. Yeah. Tell us the big news that has happened in these last 2 months.
Most have noticed like organic woodwork is no longer where it was.
It is gone.
It
the
is
building
gone.
Does not have a sign.
The building does not have a sign. The sign is actually in my garage. No, I'm not doing anything in my garage. We moved things to my wife's parents. They have like a big barn place that we could put all the tools and we're just getting it set up, and eventually we want to do where it's just I don't know, back to the joy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so setting up organic, it was just we had a goal that we had set. We were going to hire, I keep saying kids aging out, but really the young adults who age out of the foster care system.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that was the goal. gave ourselves a year. I think because of pride on my behalf, we went over a year. One, because in February we were looking at, okay, let's hire some people. Like, we had I had another vet come on who was going to help. We had Cole who was working.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it was like, okay, everything was running in place. We had done quite a bit after the show, Small Business Revolution, that mm-hmm. featured us, appeared. And when it premiered, we had a lot of orders coming in. Commercial stuff was definitely what our moneymaker was. And so that was like, we had some stuff with the IHOPs across the state. Kind of not a big deal, but it was enough to, like, that was going to, like, be enough to, okay, we can hire someone, like a kid. Like, we can hire
someone
aging out of the foster care system, pay them, but, like, I'm also not relying on them for productivity just yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a teaching. It gave us, like, a teaching buffer, a...
Razor efficiency just, was not required.
Yeah, not right off the bat. And so, like, okay. And that's what we were looking at, because that was our goal. And then March happened, man, and the... world fell apart.
Hate that saying so much.
Like, but it's just the, like, the fact,
the real truth for you, which I've is the first
you me. Know when we had the commercial products that were our big ticket items, and then we had guess who were closing down every business. And so although we were able to still safely, like, be and continue to do and create, because it, you know, we don't have a lot of people coming in and out of our store. Anyways, like, everything was done pretty much online through the website. It's all custom anyway, so, you know, this wasn't like we had a storefront for people to shop. And so we were still able to do stuff, but then when these other businesses that weren't functioning, like, guess what? They don't have money to spend to, you know, do the things that they had set out to do. So they're having to cut budgets because they have people on furlough and they don't know when things are going to be back to normal.
Nobody does.
And so, anyways, we just took a big hit. And then also in that same time, it's like, I can't hire anyone. And so, you know, because it's like, you know, we, like, tell them, like, okay, yeah, we'll hire you, but we don't know when we're going to have to let you go. You know, a kid who's grown up in the
foster... Sure, come on in. We may kick you out tomorrow.
And a kid that's grown up in the foster care system does not need that. Right. That is, all that's doing is just affirming them in the world that they've already lived in. That, oh, I'm expendable. I can, you know, I have no value. Again, no purpose. And it's just, we couldn't do that. So we waited around because it was May or April is when our original goal was. And so May, and really I was just kind of waiting, like, okay, man, this has got to let up at some point, you know? And then when it was like June, and we're like, all right, this is it. Like, we had hit, you know, I don't know if I ever shared this with you, but, like, I never even drew a salary from there. Like, I was paying employees and I was making sure the business had funds. Because if all I'm doing is working to pay myself, I'm not creating a business, I'm creating a job. And so once, like, all that money that we had kind of coming in started just paying overhead, then there was no reason to even continue to do it. And, like, orders were so far and few in between. And it was just like, all right, we, you know, not only are we now just covering overhead and just surviving, but our goal's not being met. You know, like, if I want to be poor, I have much easier ways to be poor.
All right. So, well, here's my question. You always hear, like, businesses don't get profitable until the second year. Owners don't take any money until the second year. You lasted one. What if you would have stuck it out and tried to get to the second year?
We were over the second year. We didn't.
You were over the second year? You were over the first year.
We were over the first year. Oh, you mean go through another? Yeah, I mean, go through a year or two?
I guess the passion. No, I don't know. I don't know where your finances were.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you're saying, okay, we could pay the overhead. I didn't draw a salary. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
You also built a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, theoretically, it should, you get all your tools, you get your first year stuff in, and then your profit should start rising or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think it was more of a, there's no time to wait it out, or if we waited it out, just was it straight COVID? You know what I mean? Like, I know that some people start a business and they wait 2 years, 3 years, mm-hmm. and then it starts, okay, we stuck it out. This was my passion.
Yeah. Well, so
did that change?
Well,
the passion for it, or like, where was the line in the sand for you to be like, okay, we're done.
When
I'm going to pursue something else. Did you even know what you were going to pursue?
When I was stressing about paying the overhead and not being able to hire the reason we started organic to begin with, that's when I was like, yeah, that's the line in the sand. Like, there's no reason for me to stress about doing a good thing when I can't even do that good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's no point. And my family deserves better. Mentally, I deserve better. And it just, like, there's no reason to do that. So, and yeah, so again, going, we did have a brand. We still do. We still have organic. We just, you know, we've moved everything, transitioned into a new space. We're slowly getting it put together. But it's just, you know, it's free overhead. So, but also with, so in this comes, like, with stress comes prayer, right? Because that's when you kind of, that's when you devote yourself more to being open to and receptive of, like, just that hearing from God.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so in through that, and that stress, it's like praying, like, all right, God, like, you know what our plan was, what our goal was. And like, you know, like, do you want this? And it was almost like a, like, how can you not want this? It was like me trying to, like, pitch him on the fact of, like, how do you not want this? Like, this is a good thing.
Shark,
like, how
tank
do you
with
not
God.
Want yeah, yeah. Shark, yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, absolutely. It was Shark Tank with God. And so it was just like, how do you not want this? And then it just kind of dawned on me, like, he does want it, but maybe, like, the way I'm going about it is a little wrong. So we started looking at different things, and it was like, okay, so organic is a brand. We do eventually want to build this back up to set out to the goal that we set on, which is not to make money, but hire kids, give them some kind of soft skills or purpose or whatever. And so in that, it was like, well, why can't organic just be a nonprofit? But I don't want to be a nonprofit to where we are, you know, are always like pitching, like, raising money or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, because again, where does that money go? It pays overhead. You got to pay some overhead.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not there yet. And I didn't want to do that. And so, it, you know, I don't know what the answer to that is. I just know eventually in my mind and in my heart, eventually that's what I would like for it to go to, kind of have a more of a space where, you know, kids can be creative. I say kids. I don't know why I keep saying kids. Young adults can be creative, or come and even, I don't know, maybe open it up as a some safety toll creation center for kids, which is a huge insurance liability. So I don't know what that's going to be. But like, but hire people, like, but hire kids that aged out of the foster care system to help, you know, with the safety of the tools. I don't know. Again, I have no answers. Just what a vision, right?
Yeah.
So, and I don't think it's up to me to have the answers. I think maybe I should just have the vision and just share it. Okay. And let somebody else who has the logistics worked out do it.
Okay. And know your strengths, know your weaknesses. And
that's it. Like somebody you said, comes like across, you don't like to edit.
Find somebody who does.
I don't like to plan.
Find somebody who knows.
I want to dream. Someone else plan. You know what I mean?
What's it like to, I was going to say, like, end your dream, but it just, change would be a better word, I guess. What's it like to, like, taking that sign down? What's the emotions, the feelings going through you on that day?
So
or
when
that
I
week
when
or
I,
when
man,
the decision.
It's funny that when you say take the sign down, because that was like the last thing I did, and that was.
I thought so. I mean, I drive by it almost every day, and I've just been noticing. I haven't seen you for a while either because of all this change. And I just noticed, and I saw it down, and just for me driving by, Yeah. Because I've been with you before this process, through the process, and through the end of it. It was something. It hit me, and I'm like,
yeah.
Dang. And it also was like a gathering place as well.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. And as an adult, that's harder and harder to find.
Yeah.
Just friends gathering at a certain spot, and you associate that spot with those friends. So like, you know, like almost the building is almost as equal to a friend itself, you know.
I
was a bit emotional when I saw that. No, don't cry.
I do understand what you're saying, and so like, yeah, there was a lot of like, I wanted it to succeed so badly.
I don't mean that it's not succeeding either.
And I've had to have
morphing
this talk
or changing.
Because I'll be honest, like,
and being okay with that.
Yeah. Like when I was just like, okay, we're not meeting goals. I'm stressing. I was just like, I don't know. I went through this, like, it's a failure. I'm a failure kind of like resolve. And then I was like, you know, but then through this again, when those thoughts hit, right, that's when you're most vulnerable to be able to be receptive and listen. And so it was just like, it's not that you failed. First of all, you did something that most people don't do. Mm. Right? So it's just like, you know, Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone.
Yeah.
Right? He said, you know, it was like there's a ridiculous amount of times that he tried and failed. Right? And someone asked him about it, and he said, no, I just found ways not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I think it was kind of that, like, okay, well, man, you went out there, you did this. Like, that's something most people don't do. It took some guts. So, like, basically, you can kind of do whatever you want now.
Mm.
Right? The fear factor is over.
Mm.
So it kind of comes to this. Like, you ever been at a lake and you see people jumping off the cliff, right? And they're doing it and they're having a good time. And then, like, it's your time to come, and it's like that first, you haven't done it yet, and, like, you're super, super nervous, and then you jump. And then you realize, wow, that's a lot of fun. Mm. And so then you're climbing back up the cliff and you're jumping again. Mm. So it's like that. It's like, you take that jump and it's like, yeah, that was kind of fun. Let's do it again. And so, like, and it just is. Like, once you've done that, the fear factor of it, the unknown, and this just like, oh, but what if, you know, what if I can't pay my bills? What if my house, you know, like all those things, like just do it, you know? And it just comes to that. What would you do if you weren't afraid?
Yeah.
You know, I live a lot by that.
Yes.
And so that's just kind of how, when the emotions of it kind of started to dwindle away, like the day after I took that sign, or the day of, I took the sign down. Like, it hit hard. I was like, this sucks. Mm. And then it was almost like, maybe I should just put it back up and just do it. Maybe I don't want to do this. Because even though it was like, it was almost as scary to close it down as it was when I started it up.
Huh.
And it's just because you fall into this pattern of things.
Uh-huh.
And we hate disruption of pattern. And that is why world is burning, because people had patterns and they had habits, and then COVID came and it kicked it, you know, and then just like, they don't know what to do because now those patterns are up, because they were forced to.
Yeah.
It's different because I kind of made a choice, but even then, like, taking that sign down, quitting, it was like, maybe I don't want to do this. Maybe we just keep it going. Like, I can come up with the overhead. We can figure this out. I'll get another job. And, like, I'll just pay the overhead and not work here.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just, like, all these things. So, anyways, but that was our goal. We didn't make the goal. We did it. Took the sign down. It's emotional. And, but now I have started my new career, and I kind of love it.
So, explain how, I guess, the transition. Like, did this show up? I guess tell everybody what you're doing now.
Oh, yeah, probably need to do that.
No.
He's growing mushrooms.
Yeah, we're just doing psychedelics.
You grow that in poop.
He's not.
Yeah, we're just doing psychedelics now. No, so, yeah, So in June, when we were like, okay, what are we going to do? I just kind of looked at the housing market. So I don't know. Being a business owner, first of all, you pay attention to a lot of different markets, because I always think I'm going to diversify, because woodworking was never really going to be a moneymaker, right? So I had looked into like day trading and stocks, you know, did a little bit of that. And then also looked at the housing market. And so when I saw the 2008 housing market and this housing market kind of going hand in hand. With 2008, we had mortgages that were being given to people that shouldn't have had them, builders building houses and giving for people that just shouldn't have had them, right? Now we're in this, okay, people are losing their jobs and getting forbearance, and they're sticking around, and it's just like at some point something's gonna happen. And so I don't know, like investing wise, I just wanted to be kind of on the ground floor of that, right? Like, let's see, someone's at risk and you have investors who are going to look at buying their home to keep them from going into foreclosure and ruining, you know, their credit and everything else. So anyways, that's how I even got started into looking at real estate, was just basically looking into that stuff. But yeah, so then I was like, brought it up to my wife. She's like, oh, sounds great. Let's do it. Super cool. And then she brought it up. I was telling her grandfather, who's like 80 years old, super cool dude, always been successful. He has an insurance agency in Jacksonville. And I was telling him my views on this. And he was like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. He's like, we have a real estate company. You should just get your license and you can work for us. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, we have a real estate company. But we've just been doing property management, not buying and selling retail.
Yeah.
We're doing retail lately. So get your license and work for us. And we're like, okay, cool. Sure. So went, took the classes, took the board, got my license. And now I work for Realty Brokers of Arkansas, out of Little Rock. And I am a real estate agent. So if you know anybody looking to buy or sell a house, tell them to call me.
Anywhere in Arkansas?
So anywhere north of the river is what I tell people. So anywhere from like North Little Rock, so say North Little Rock to Searcy or Judsonia.
Okay.
Actually, so I just sold a house last week that's in Heber. So.
Oh.
Is that where that was?
Yeah.
And you were the buyer agent.
And I was the buyer agent for that, which is hard. It's hard being a buyer's agent right now. Inventory for homes, it is a definite seller's market. Like, if you're thinking about selling your home, please call me, and you're going to get probably the best price you'll ever get for that home.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Just because people don't have a lot to choose from. Like, we still have the same amount of people wanting to buy a house, but not the same amount of houses on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're like, if you have something and then just like that buyer's looking for it, man, they're on it.
Yeah.
And multiple offer situations, it's ridiculous. And I have about 4 or 5 buyer agencies, contracts right now, and nothing is out there. And I'm just like, this stinks.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and get this. And then you just start studying and just take a test, and then you pass the test, and then you just say, okay, come to me. And somebody, like, how does somebody go? I don't really know. Like, how, you've never sold a house. Yeah. Hey, Cody, find me a house. And you're like, all right, I think I know what
okay,
I'm doing.
Okay, can do.
So, is that about, that's about how Organic ran. All right, I'll make this.
Basically, that is exactly it. Oh, so basically, I just took that same business model and I've applied it to real estate. No.
Same thing as DreamWorks. Hey, can you do that? Heck yes, yes, I can. Oh my gosh, what have I done?
I don't know what it is or what
I'm
making.
I have no idea how to do that.
Sure.
I think it just comes to like, your work ethic and drive and what you're willing to really study for. Like, you know, Organic, I mean, I worked, I used to joke, I was like, yeah, I'm working 90 hours a week to avoid someone else's 40 and I'm not getting paid
for it. True. But 90 hours of your own is sometimes a lot better than somebody else's 40.
So, and real estate is the same way. So yeah. In real estate, I'm an independent contractor. It's not like I have to do anything,
yeah.
You know, but at the same time, I'm only as successful as
you make it, I guess.
Well,
or you invest into
wanna
it.
Be.
Yeah, as your investment. And so when it comes to real estate, your investment is more of your knowledge into it.
Yeah.
You know?
So what does your day-to-day consist of? Do you, like, obviously, well, man, I don't know if this is obvious, but
I do all kinds.
You're not a nine-to-fiver when you're realty
well,
deal. Because, hey, I want to look at a house, but I work Monday through Friday. We're looking on Saturday
yeah,
or Sunday.
Yeah, so weekends were made for real estate.
Okay.
That's a good line to live
by. Write that down.
Just, yeah, because, you know, nights and weekends, when no one's working is when you're working.
Yeah.
As far as physically working, like that's when you're showing homes or, you know, talking to sellers and discussing listing options and things like that. Yeah. The rest of the time it is, you know, paperwork. It is expanding your knowledge. Because here's another thing. Like if someone comes to you and they have questions, right? If you've never bought a house before.
Yeah.
Or you've never sold a home before, or, you know, you don't. Like, what's a title company? You know, you have all these stuff. Like, so the more...
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, so the more I read, the more podcasts I listen to, the more YouTube guru guys who say that they're top producers but probably haven't really sold anything ever. Mm. But they still have some valuable insight. You just choose from it. And, but like, yeah, you just expanding your... It's just the same thing with woodworking.
Yeah,
that's how I taught myself woodworking was books and YouTube and podcast and like, I mean, yeah, that's how I taught myself woodworking.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have anyone teaching me. So, and I have a great principal broker who, if I have a question, I'll call him and I'll just ask him.
Principal broker. So you're under somebody else's license?
So you
somebody has a master license and you're like one of their agents?
That's a good way of putting it. So a broker is the person who basically is the fall. I call him the fall guy. It all comes back to him. And that's
it goes
it.
South,
well, that's how it
he
is
gets
for
blamed.
Us at the, as a, or me as an exterminator. I have a license to do what I'm doing.
Exterminate.
But my license is a sub license of my boss's,
yes.
Who has the master license, and I'm one of his 10 or whatever he can have. That's how it works.
Yeah. And then if you screw up, who's in trouble? Him.
I'd lose mine, but then he would probably lose his.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Same with the broker. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, and you know, but you got to be able to do the work. A lot of real estate agents will sit back and just allow their sphere of influence or like the people in their circle to come to them. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
You
right?
attack so, like a tiger.
Like, yeah. So like I
advance.
If you're a for sale by owner, I've probably called you because okay. Like if I see a sign and it's a I'll knock on the door.
Yeah.
And I'll leave a door hanger and a card. If you don't answer. If you answer, I'm 6 feet back. So, you know, cause it's a weird time to like be in this market. Cause there's a lot of safety issues that people, you know, want to follow. And so, you know, you got to take that into consideration, but also like if it's during the day when obviously people are at home, I'm writing down the number that's on that for sale by owner sign
right
in their front yard. And I'm going to call them at 5 o'clock and I'm going to tell them all the benefits of having a real estate agent versus for sale by owner.
So did you make more money in a year doing organic versus your one house sold?
Yes, I've doubled that yearly income.
Double that year in one shot. Well, you're good. Yeah. You're good for the year.
Yeah. I mean, whatever double of zero is. No. So, but yeah, and I mean, it's tough to get going. Like, it's still, because again, you have to do the work.
Uh-huh.
It's not like you just clock in and draw a check.
Right.
And
so do you brand yourself? Like organic, you gave yourself a brand, a logo, a brand, a website, all those things, a Google address, you know, like, do you have to do that?
So
do you do that? Are you doing that?
So for me,
are you just making another brand? Like you make another circle of a brand.
He is the brand.
I am.
Well, he's the brand, but is it so organic?
You've
really?
Seen those gorgeous headshots on Facebook fine when he's putting out his new realtor gig.
Let me tell you, he is 100% correct.
Smoking.
What? Your headshot.
Yeah.
The whole deal with you and the suit and everything.
Well, I'm not in the market. I want to buy a house.
Amazing guess.
So you're doing it
Ashel,
right.
That was Ashel Parson.
Okay.
Whoever she is, she's doing it right.
She did an amazing job.
Maybe we can have her on the podcast one day.
Yeah, if you need somebody to edit photos and make you look good.
She did a good job. You looked good.
But that's why I said you're selling yourself.
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah, but that's basically in anything you do.
That's true, but I mean, now it's, you know, it was
organic
woodwork.
Well, he has
now
no physical good.
Right, now it's Cody Skinner.
He's giving somebody else's house to you.
Whatever came after Cody Skinner. I'm sorry, I was overwhelmed with the picture. I just looked at the picture. I didn't actually read anything else.
There was a hyphen in some words.
Right, there was a hyphen. There were other things in bold letters, but I was like, I want to buy a house from him.
There was those piercing blues.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll be honest, I haven't quite figured that out. This has been our first full month in.
Uh-huh. You say our.
So this I, has always, been our. I always say
you
it.
Always
he talked
say
this
our.
Over so, with his wife.
Yeah,
I'm almost
exactly
certain.
Why. I will never our, say our. Anything is me or I because it's never me or I. She is absolute. When I mean, think about it. I said, what about real estate? She said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. What? You crazy woman, go tell me to get a job. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what my wife would have. Yeah, like, shut up and work for Wendy's.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a guaranteed paycheck.
When I go pick up a drink from Sonic, you better be bringing it to me.
Yep.
But no, it was a...
There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, she wants concrete.
But yeah, so...
And I get that.
But it's just, it was just so... I don't know, without that support, I wouldn't have done organic, and I definitely probably wouldn't have done this. It's just been so when I say our, it is because it is 100% never is me being just me. And so like, yeah, but that's, I don't know, just super incredibly blessed with her. And so that is also like a big portion of my success. Like I'm able to, you know, have the confidence to go, all right, let's do this, go with it. And, you know, try to call people, get listings and get buyers and get sellers. You know what I mean? It's just, it's been great.
So what does organic woodwork do now? Do you do anything at all woodwork at all?
So yeah, I was there.
What happened with all your tools?
So we moved it all to Megan's.
What all is going on with that?
We call it the barn.
Went to the barn.
It's where they park their coach that probably costs more than my house.
Yeah.
Nice. But in the back, they have some space that I could put some tools. And so... I was there Sunday. What's today? Monday?
Monday. Today's Monday.
You were there yesterday.
Yes, I was there yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And so moving tools and stuff around, trying to get things situated. Just one, it's been a lot of just setup because, I mean.
Oh, setting up a shop is one of life's great joys.
Yeah, I agree. If I could have a job, no, I'm totally opposite. If
no,
I can make a job
not.
Where like
you're
like, okay, lay out
that.
My shop.
Oh my gosh, Ben, shut up.
I would totally do. I'd fly from hither to yon.
From hither to yon.
Yes.
Organizing all the
organize
shops
and set up your shop.
Efficiency, the living daylights out.
I'd love it.
And
it's
then
great.
I would follow you and mess them all
yes,
up.
Yes, true.
So it's great.
You get
to
all
organize.
Projects 98%. 98.4.
As long as your tools don't weigh a ton.
Yeah, that's true. This is
so
also
like
true.
You
oh, wait,
know,
how big a planer have you got? I forgot.
20, yeah, the 20-inch.
Do you still have all your tools?
Yeah. So like when I say I'm setting up the shop, I probably moved.
We
one
went
thing.
Out of business. I am not letting go of the tools.
No, absolutely. Well, I didn't feel right.
No, but, I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
You're
so
like,
hey
guys, come get all this wood. Don't touch the tools. No.
Yeah, right. Like it was just I don't know. That was it. It just felt kind of wrong.
I understand
to
that.
Me.
Like, I 100% understand that.
Like, oh, I won this fabulous thing, and they gave me free tools. And let me hawk them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, that didn't feel right.
Nah, don't do that.
So we're just setting it up, trying to get things situated, because I still have people who expect, you know, they want stuff. And
so you're still
projects.
Doing commission stuff? If people were,
not right now. We're
like,
closed.
No.
Well,
nothing.
We've closed it. So, like, we, you know, our thing is... We're closed on commissions. We're not taking any more orders for a while until we're set up and I'm in a place where I'm able to pace out and have days to where, all right, today I'm going to go to the shop, make this stuff. But I don't think organic is going to be anything like it was, where it was like a demand, right? Yeah. So like, if someone says, hey, Ben, I want you to make this thing, do you give them a timeline? Or do you just tell them?
Most of the time right now, I don't do any commission stuff.
Yeah.
It's very rare. But if I do commission stuff, for me, things tend to take 4 months.
Yeah.
Generally. And you're lucky if you get them faster. Because it is purely fun for me. And mm-hmm. I try to make it stay that way. So I try to make it realistic up front.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this isn't even for just project, like a sign or, you know, whatever for local people, but like even like a tool company saying, hey, we'd love you to make a video for us if we can give you this tool. And I say, okay, I would love that tool. I would love to make a video for you. Mm-hmm. Realistically, 4 months is probably how long it's going to take for me to make a video, because I have to use the thing, make sure I like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to use it and show it on a video, generally, if that's the kind of video we're doing. And then, so yes, I try to, unless it's like, oh, I can make that in a day, like those thingies for DreamWorks.
Mm-hmm.
CNC and laser work is a little different because they want to see what you can make, so I have to design it kind of first to show them like a digital part of it, and they're like, okay, yes, that's what we want, very good. So at that point, all the work was almost done, because the designing is the hard part. And it was a rather easy design. But so that one went quick. I was like, okay, I can do this. This is going to, I mean, as fast as the laser can go.
Yeah.
But yeah. Sorry. Yes. Generally, yes. I try to give them a long, I don't want to be in the business of commission work. That's not my goal out here.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is something that interests me, that I may take 1 out of 100 things that people say, can you make this? Before, I was just chucking it all to you because I don't want to make anything.
Yeah.
But now that I can't do that, it's maybe 1 out of 50, 1 out of 100 that it get us. And if I do that, I make it very, very apparent. I try to make it very apparent that it's going to take, like, you're going to Myers, it's going to take you 4 months to get the thing you wanted.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that? If I get it done quicker, hooray. If I get it done in 4 months, well, that's what I told you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's why my Etsy shop is like 6 to 8 weeks for any products. Like, can I get it done quicker than that? Probably.
Yeah.
Do I want to be thinking about it for
stressing about it, sleeping over
it,
having to get it out
the door by then? No.
Right.
No, I'm not going to do
that. If it was my job, I didn't have any outside force coming into me, and I did this 9 to 5, and then I picked up my kids and I can turn this off, that would be totally different.
Yeah.
But this is a side fun. I make a little money, but I still have fun. I enjoy doing it. That makes the biggest difference to me.
Yeah.
I don't rely on any of this at all out here. So I don't want it to be miserable.
Mm.
And a timeline adds misery.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I may like doing your project, but you throw a timeline in there, I'm like, oh, this sucks now because I'm under the gun.
No. You got to make sure you hit those like hard checkpoints too. Like,
yeah.
You know where you're at.
I don't like that. I'd rather somebody, I mean, I guess this is maybe just all artists, and I don't consider myself an artist, but we make things, so we're artists. But
you are.
I find that it's like, I love what you do. I would like you to make this specific-ish thing for me. Specific-ish. Do it how you do it and have fun with it. And I know if that's the only stipulations, I'm going to get something freaking awesome. But I'm like, I want you to do this, and I want this dimension and exactly this way, and I need it at this timeline. You're going to freaking hate doing it. And it's not going to be something as great as I just give you free reign.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the case usually.
I feel like, we talked about that.
Look at the sign on my wall with the girl that cut my shop thing. All I did was say, I love what you do.
Make my
shop.
Your
signs are super cool. I would love a little thing in my shop. Here's, and she's like, send me some pictures. I said, cool. Whatever you do. She asked me for more specifics. I said, no. Just do
you. Really?
I said, do you.
No,
here, I'd love my
leave
shop.
Me alone.
And look at what she made.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
It's beyond my wildest dreams. Yeah. And then she added the open door with me sanding inside.
Yeah. Yeah. That's anchored wood design.
Yes.
Right? Anchored.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So that's where, I mean, yes, do I want something now? We live in the here and now, Amazon same sure. day delivery
yeah.
in better cities than ours. But, you know.
So, and that's another thing is like when you're doing custom pieces, we live in that I want it same day. And then some people just have unrealistic expectations of what it is that they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. So
and the price.
Oh man.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't want to get on that.
Yeah.
So wow. Yeah.
So you're not making anything at all?
Not at the moment, no.
Not even for fun. You just haven't had the time. You're just 100%. I mean, your first month into
yeah.
a new business. So
yep, yep, yep.
I saw, did you take the sign off the back of your car?
I did. That also hurt a little bit.
That hurt me when I saw it. Yes, I think I saw it yesterday. You pull one into your neighborhood, and I yeah. thought I saw you as I was driving, and I was like, oh, ooh, it's gone.
Yeah.
I helped make that.
I know.
I didn't make the sign on your thing, but I helped make the one on your truck. And I'm like, well, for one, I can tell that's your truck because it's a pretty common truck.
Yeah.
That one hurt me a little bit.
Yeah. It stunk a little bit, but, you know, here's the thing. It's just, I don't know. Things happen. There's reasons behind it that, I don't know, I'm also finding myself in this weird of just trust. Like, you know, it's, you know, trust in God is like that thing that you say to people, but then when it's your turn,
it's a lot
like,
harder.
Eh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, all right. I'll say it. Does that count?
Right.
But you know, you're still trying to like do, you know, and it's hard. Like I've just, I don't know, but it's, I'm finding ways of being receptive, being just in that trusting space of like, well, there's really nothing more I can do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything good that comes from this point is all because God, you got this. Like I just like, I have nothing that I can physically make. And it's just weird to have that, like, I'm so used to doing things with my hands and making things with my hands, especially when it came to like profit, right? So like provision, like in order to get provision, I had to make it with my hands, mm-hmm. no matter what it was.
Right.
But like now it's in, like, I'm in this space, like I'm like, I have to just trust that, you know, the things that I'm putting out there. And I don't know how to do content when it comes to like real estate stuff. I have no idea what to put out there because like, again,
here's a house.
Here's a house. Here's and another house. Yeah. Or like, I don't know. Like, and it's just really weird. Like, what do people want to know about real estate? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
What is it you want to know? Because if I'm just throwing out, I don't know, just here's a house for sale. Okay. But like real estate stuff, like, is there something you want to know about it? Like, let me know. Let me just try to see if I can't figure this out.
Well, if you're listening and you have an answer to Cody's question, please send it to him directly.
Yeah. You can go to Instagram at Selling Arkansas.
Do you still have Organic Woodwork? If they're
yeah, I still have that
if they're listening, they probably hear you that. So you still have that account and you can still get messages and everything.
Yep.
You can send it to the Build Guild podcast, Instagram or Facebook, or get it to one of us somehow and we'll get it to you. I think... We record and we put our stuff out on anchor.fm. There's a way for you guys to record a voice question and send it to us through that app.
Oh, that's pretty
cool.
And
we could play it through this and answer it, which would be really cool. But that
I agree.
Is totally dependent on you guys.
Everybody do that.
So if you can do that, and even if it's not a question about real estate, just anything for any of us, please. I'll try to figure out a little bit more and post it on our Instagram and Facebook and stuff. But please do that. That would make it more fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, please do.
Cool. All right. Well, let's end it there.
Yeah. All right.
Let's end on a potential success rather than a failure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think your sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
Things are still good for Organic Woodwork.
Yeah.
You're just down a different fork in the road. And there may be several and...
Yep.
And on a very exciting note.
I'm so tired right now.
I've been, Brian, I'm surprised you're awake.
It is an hour later in our brains than it is via the clock. That's true. So we just changed yesterday.
Yeah, it was a horrible day to do a podcast.
I know.
I'm sorry. But
we needed to. So for some reason,
why was this my idea?
Also, well, for some reason, I shared the analytics with you. I don't know what has happened, but
let's not end it yet because the analytics on this podcast went bonkers.
Went crazy. The last month, we have grown 10 times in listens. I don't have a clue why.
Weird. Whoever did that, thanks.
We tried to Google it. We couldn't figure it out. So if you...
Even Ben can't figure it out.
Yeah, even I can't figure it out, which is crazy.
It's like the NSA is behind
us. So if you found us somehow recently, please let us also know how you found us and why.
Yeah.
And keep listening.
They're probably wondering why, too, at this
point. Exactly.
They're listening to this episode. Yeah, I had the same question, Ben.
I do want to give a quick shout out, and if you're watching on YouTube, you could see my shirt. Run CNC. Morgan from our last podcast randomly sent this to me because he found it on Amazon and thought I would love it. This is actually an account for somebody on Instagram who I follow who is amazing at CNCs too. So
I agree.
Ironic in a bunch of levels. So thank you, Morgan. It's fantastic.
Thanks, Morgan Hop.
And hilarious. So. All right, guys. Well, hopefully we'll see you sooner rather than later.
Yeah, let's try to do this again.
Yes, we'll make this a little bit more.
Don't die till then.
Okay. All right. Everyone do your best. Cool. Keep your fingers attached. Don't die.
Don't die.
And maybe next time I can show the actual Iron Man helmet moving.
Absolutely.
By that point.
Yes.
So
next podcast episode will be next Halloween.
Exactly.
Yes, it's true.
And I'll bring the Mando suit also. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Full so that is suit, that is one you will
Iron
not
Man.
Want to miss.
Cody,
on
what are you going to do?
He's going to wear his three-piece suit that he wore
right.
for
How
his headshot.
How could I forget?
Okay. Three-piece,
Best-looking realtor in Arkansas.
And that's what our next podcast, this podcast logo should be, is just his headshot.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
Agreed. All right. Let's do it.
We'll get 20 times more listeners.
Our analytics were good.
That's what happened.
And now,
that's true.
All right. Let's end this right.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
Good night,
thanks,
everybody.
Thanks all for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.